Mission, Texas signs sister cities agreement with Gustavo Diaz Ordaz, Tamaulipas. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Mission, Texas, October 27, 2023. The morning of October 27 will be imprinted in the history of Mission, Texas, and Gustavo Diaz Ordaz, Tamaulipas, as a day of celebration and brotherhood. In a solemn and emotional ceremony, both cities formalized their sisterhood, emphasizing the importance of friendship, collaboration, and cooperation between neighboring communities. The event began with the words of the Master of Ceremonies, who highlighted the significance of this sister city agreement. He stated, "This is a solemn act, but it is also an act of friendship. An act of brotherhood. Yes, let's enjoy it, relish it." Mayor of Mission Nori Gonzalez Garza, also known to be the first woman elected mayor in Mission, welcomed all those present and underscored the importance of this agreement. "Today is a great day for the city of Mission. This sister city agreement with the city of Gustavo Diaz Ordaz, Tamaulipas, will be a friendship between our communities. On behalf of the entire city council, I want to thank my colleague Natalie Garcia Diaz, the municipal president of Gustavo Diaz Ordaz, for accepting this agreement and being part of our extended family, because here in Mission, we are family," expressed the mayor. Natalie Garcia Diaz, also the first woman to hold the position of mayor in Gustavo Diaz Ordaz, shared her excitement and commitment to this new relationship between the cities. "In Diaz Ordaz, we are working hard and diligently to make Diaz Ordaz the gateway to Mexico, the gateway that can welcome all compatriots and brothers from Mission, Texas," she affirmed. The Consul General of Mexico in McAllen, Froilán Yescas Chedillo, praised the collaboration between both cities as an example of how to foster international relations. "We are teaching the world that here we are working for the prosperity of both nations. And that, to me, is a significant contribution to peace in the world," he emphasized. "Welcome to Mission, Texas," said Ruben Plata, Mayor Pro Tem and President of the Binational Sister Cities Committee. "On behalf of the Sister Cities Committee, we want to thank each of you for being here today. We want to take a moment to remember a significant event in the history of our community, an agreement signed 67 years ago during the presidency of Dwight D. Eisenhower. This agreement's primary goal was to promote peace and understanding in the world, starting at the city-to-city level. Seeing how this pact continues to endure after so long is impressive." Plata continued, "Currently, our committee consists of 33 sister cities, which has positively impacted our region. As someone working in the financial industry, I can attest that the investment in Rio Grande Valley has been essential to our economic growth. Our area's economy is unique and special, which sets us apart from other regions. Moreover, this collaboration with our sister cities in the South has strengthened our bonds of fellowship and brought mutual benefits to everyone." In conclusion, he said, "We are delighted to welcome you, and we are excited to continue strengthening our relationships with our sister cities for a more prosperous and harmonious future for all." The signing of the agreement formalized the sisterhood relationship between Mission and Gustavo Diaz Ordaz, strengthening the ties between the two communities. "With this agreement, culture, education, trade, and the well-being of both cities will be promoted, demonstrating that collaboration and friendship are the keys to overcoming borders and building a better future." After the signing, a meaningful exchange of gifts took place, with the keys to the city of Mission being presented to the mayor of CD. Gustavo Diaz Ordaz is a symbol of welcome and lasting friendship. The event concluded with a resounding applause and the certainty that this alliance between Mission, Texas, and Gustavo Diaz Ordaz, Tamaulipas, marks the beginning of a fruitful and beneficial relationship for both cities and their residents.